So it's taken a long time, but Israel, oh, we're reading, the story comes out of Joshua 5 and 6. It's taken us a long time to get here, but Israel is finally across the Jordan and ready to go into the Promised Land. But the first thing they have, first thing they have to do is take this big city called Jericho. They've got to attack it and take it. And so I imagine Joshua and his commanders of his army have gotten together and got all these plans of how they're going to take the city of Jericho. But we're told that as Joshua is walking, as they're getting ready to go into the city, Joshua is walking and he sees an angel in front of him. And he asked the angel, whose side are you on? Are you on Jericho's side or our side? And this angel is not just any angel, though. It's actually, we know from studying through it, it's actually Jesus coming here to talk to Joshua to tell him how he's going to take the city through God's plans, not Joshua's plans. And you should know by now that God has a totally different way of doing things than what we would think of. He led them across the Red Sea on dry ground. When they were thirsty, he gave them water out of a rock. And so he tells Joshua, well, we're not actually going to use the army this time to get into the city. He says, I've already given you the city. And it's really interesting because he uses past tense. He says, I have given it to you. So if I said, Nikki, in my head, in my heart, I've already given you this cell phone. But it stays here in my hand. Does she have a cell phone yet? What does she have to think? What does she have to do in order to actually have the cell phone? What does she have to do? She has to take it from me. Then she actually has the cell phone. And that's how it is for Israel. They actually have to take the city. But they're going to do it just a little bit differently than any time in the past. What do they have to do? Someone, anybody. What's God telling them to do? Anyone remember? How did they take Jericho? They had to walk around the city. But the strange thing is they have to do it 7 days in a row. So here's this huge army and they're ready to attack and God says, no, just walk around the city. So there's Jericho, and they walk around the city, and then they go back to their camp, and they do nothing. Day two, they get up, there's Jericho, they walk around the city, and they go back to their camp and do nothing. I would imagine by the seventh day, they're probably pretty tired of just walking around the city and going back to their camp. But on the seventh day, they have to walk around it seven times. And then Joshua tells the priests to blow the trumpets. And then the people were already told, when the trumpets are blown, to shout with a loud voice. And when they did that, those walls fell flat. And they were able to take the city. So let's read Joshua 6:20. So if you read English, read with me. So the people shouted and the trumpet sounded. When they heard the blast of the trumpet, the people shouted and the wall collapsed. The people advanced into the city, each man straight ahead, and they captured the city. So, do you suppose the amount of times they marched around that city was really all that important?
Yeah.
It was because why? He told them to do it. God told them to do it. And so we see that this story is, once again, just another story of stressing the importance of obedience to God. And we see many times that when we obey God, God's blessings are promised then as a reward after the obedience. In Deuteronomy, one of my favorite ones, we're promised blessings if we honor mom and dad. And in Matthew, we're told that if we seek God and His kingdom first, we don't have to worry about anything else because God will provide for us. And then most importantly, we're promised salvation if we choose to believe in Jesus. So how many of you know what's coming in about 4 weeks or so? What's 4 weeks from today? 5 weeks? Somebody, anybody, what is it? Christmas! So I want you to think about, I want you to think about how leading up to Christmas, God gave us the most important gift of all. But just like with Israelites having to take action, with Nikki having to take action, do you have my phone? There's action required on our part. And so in order for us to receive the gift of Jesus Christ, we have to choose that we're going to follow Him. Just like how the Israelites didn't have Jericho until they marched around it, we need to actually make a choice to take Jesus into our heart and say, I will follow you. And a lot of times in Christian language, our wording, we say that we accept Jesus. But there's so much more to it than that. Because if Nikki just accepts my phone, it could go home and sit on the shelf and she'll never do anything with it. But we have to make a conscious decision. I'm going to do something with Jesus in my life, and I'm going to follow Him and honor Him. And when we do that, we are promised that we will be blessed so we can be a blessing to others. So I want you to think about leading up to Christmas, maybe making that decision to follow Jesus for the first time. It's the most important decision of your life, and you will never regret it. So let's pray, and as we pray, just think about how, just like Israel had to take that city, we need to take what God has given us in Jesus and use it for His Heavenly Father, I love you so much, and I thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, in your Bible, we get to see time and time again how you just come out and pursue somebody and give them life to you. Lord, I just ask that these children would think about what it means to make a decision to follow you with their lives. Help them to be willing to take action like Israel did and decide to follow you. Lord, I just ask that we will see great and mighty things done through these children because of who you are and what you want to do. Lord, I just thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for your great love shown through his life and his sacrifice. I just ask that each child here will see you for who you are.
Thank you, Mark and Megumi, and thank you, kids.
So,
we don't really celebrate birthdays at Mizubah because each and every single person is so important, and we don't want to make anyone more important than anyone else.
皆さん年分からないと思いますけども、もう35から年を数えてないんですね。
So, I haven't really counted how old I am since I was 35 last year.
ですからよく覚えてないんですけど、実は60になりました。
But actually, I was 60 this year.
何も言えないですね。
I can't say anything.
で、先週は娘と子供たちが孫たちが来てくれたんですけど。
Last week, my daughter and her family came.
で孫がですねプレゼントをくれました。
And our grandson gave us a present.
絵なんですけども。
It's a picture.
多分私たちなん
です。And it's us.
これはですね敬老の日の絵なんです。
And this picture was not actually for Monte's birthday, but given to and September 15th in Japan is called Old People's Day, and it's a special holiday and day for us.
Old people.
So we are old people, and we are celebrating.
ですね。この美術館に行ってもそうですけども、これ絵を見るときにいろんなことを思います。
So, of course, when you go to a museum and you look at artwork, you think of different things. But also, I could think of lots of different things when I looked at this picture.
なんでこれ目がこの形だとか色だとかいろいろ。
So, wonder why the eyes are this shape? Why are they this color?
先週も、まあ、十和軒の美術工芸展があったんですけど、
and actually last week was a special event at our school. It's called the Art Festival. It happens once in four years.
時間がなかったからあまりゆっくり回りません。
So I didn't really have that much time, so I didn't really spend a long time.
でもですね、実は私は美術館に行くと結構長くいます。
But when I go to a museum, I kind of like to spend some time.
ある時はもうその絵の前で5分ぐらい座ってます。
So、sometimes I even just like to sit and kind of look at one picture for 5 minutes or even longer.
この絵は絵の具は何だろうかとか。
So when I sit down, I think, oh, what kind of paint was used for this painting?
なんでこの色を選んだの
Or why did the artist choose these colors?
ですから、ね、何時間かかったとか、いろいろ思うんです。
I wonder how long the artist spent.Painting this painting.
その絵にはその絵を描いた人の、まあ、旅というかその、時間がその中に隠されています。
So in the painting itself, the artist's journey is being expressed.
聖書を読むときに私はいろいろな人たちの神様の旅路の
So, I have a similar experience when I read the Bible. We can experience those people's journey. Sometimes I read and I wonder, why did this person behave in that way? And I think about different things in the different biblical stories. And sometimes I think, if it had been me, what would I have done? And also I think, like, what other choices did they have? What else could they have chosen? I think about each and every decision.
彼らの恐れや、
and I think about what they might have been afraid of,
彼らの希望などに思いを
巡らせ、and I think about what they might have been hoping for.
今日は旧約聖書の出エジプト記から少し読みたいんです。
Today I want to read a passage from you from the book of Exodus.
これはですね、出エジプト記はイスラエル、ユダヤの民を神様がエジプトから約束の地に導き出すところです。
The book of Exodus is about when God called the promised people Israel out of slavery and into the promised land.
彼らは数百年間エジプトで奴隷生活をしていました。
Actually, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, had been slaves in Egypt for several hundred years.
神様が彼らの嘆きの声を聞かれて、指導者のモーセを選ばれました。
And the book of Exodus begins by saying that God heard their cries.The people's cries, and he chose Moses to lead them.
そしてモーセが、ファラオと掛け合いながら最終的にユダヤの民がエジプトを離れます。
And as an adult, Moses talks with the king of Egypt called the Pharaoh, and he kind of goes to negotiate Pharaoh letting the people of Israel go, letting them be free.
それにはでも一つ一つの奇跡や一つ一つの事柄がいっぱいあるんですね。
And in the book of Exodus, there's one after another, there are miracles. One after another, God is guiding them.
神様はユダヤの民を解放しようと思いましたけど、一瞬でそれがなったわけではありません。
So it wasGod's will to free his people, but that didn't happen in a moment.
一つ一つの積み重ねが必要だったんです。
It happened over time. It happened with lots and lots of moments, all one on top of each other to make the historical story.
一人一人が神様の 声に応答する必要がありました。
And there are so many people involved in this story, and each and every single one of them had to respond to what God was saying.
最後にファラオが諦めてエジプトの人たちにもう出て行っていいよ、出て行きなさいと言いました。
So, finally, after, a series of miraculous events, finally Pharaoh says to Moses, okay, Moses asks, we want to go into the wilderness to worship our God. And finally Pharaoh says, okay, you guys go.
I'm going to read it from the book of Exodus. さて、ファラオが民を去らせた時、神は彼らをペリシテ街道に導かれなかった。それは近道であったが、民が戦わなければならぬことを知って後悔し、エジプトに帰ろうとするかもしれないと思われたからだ。神は民を葦の海に通じる荒れの道に迎えさせられた。イスラエルの人々は隊を整えてエジプトの国から登った。モーセはヨセフの骨を携えていた。ヨセフが、神は必ずあなたたちを顧みられる。この時、私の骨をここから一緒に携えて登るようにと言って、イスラエルの子らに具体的に使わせたからである。一行は外から旅立って、アレノの橋のエタミに出演した。主は彼らの先に立って次に、昼は雲の柱を持って導き、夜は木の柱を持って彼らを立たせたので、彼らは昼も夜も行進することができた。昼は雲の柱が、夜は木の柱が、民の先頭を離れることはなかった。
Read English, please join me. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, let the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea, and the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones with you from here. And they moved on from Sukkoth and encamped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people.
モーセは指導者でしたけれども、
Moses was leading the people. However,
ここで見るのは神様ご自身が導かれているんですよ。
However, God himself was actually leading them.
なので神様はイスラエルの人たち、ユダヤの人たちのことをよく分かっていました。
So God knew the people so well.
一番約束の地、シナイ、カナンに戻るのは近道があったんですけれども、
That if we read the passage, it says that there was a short way to get to the land of Canaan.
早く帰り道があったんですけれども。
And of course, that if you wanted to go the fastest way, you would have picked that road.
でもそこはすぐにエジプトの軍隊が来て戦いがあることが分かったので、神様はそこに行かせなかった。
But God knew that the people, the army of Egypt would be chasing after Israel, and so he didn't take them on that shortest path.
神様は荒野の方に安全な方に体を導いたんです。
Rather, he took them into the wilderness and he took them, he took them on a more on a different, longer path.
主がいつも先に進んでいらっしゃるんです。
The Lord himself always went before them.
どうでしょうか。私たちの旅路は神様が先に進んでいらっしゃいますか。
So how about you, or how about us? Is the Lord going before us? Do you have that certainty?
神様が導いている方に。
Is God leading and are you following where He's telling you to go?
不思議なことにここでは雲の柱、火の柱が導いたとあります。
So one thing that's a rather surprising in the passage is that during the day, God led them with a pillar of cloud, and at night He led them with a pillar of fire.
この中で雲の柱、火の柱を見たことあると思いますか？
How about you guys? Have you ever experienced seeing a pillar of cloud, or have you ever experienced a pillar of fire going before you and leading you?
私はないんですよね。
I've never had that experience.
でもここでは確かに神様が雲の柱と火の柱を持ってこのユダヤの人たちを導いたということ
は。But we can be certain that God did indeed lead the people of Israel with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
彼らは喜んで安心してエジプトから出ていったでしょうか。
Now, I want you to think for a minute. Did the people of Israel leave Egypt joyfully? Did they leave Egypt with a feeling of peace and assurance?
でも多分喜びもあったと同時に恐れもあったと思います。
If I think about it, I think perhaps they were joyful to leave, but maybe they were also afraid. What do you think?
だってそのカナンの地なんてもう何百年も前の話なんですから。
Because this promise of the land of Canaan was a promise that Israel had received hundreds of years before.
わからないところに行く道は恐れが必ずあります。
It's scary to go on a road that you've never been on before.
でも次の章を見てみると、神様ご自身がエジプトの軍隊にを、と戦われます。
But if we read the next chapter, we see that God Himself fought against the Egyptian army.
有名な話ですね。
Of course, it's a famous passage. The Red Sea parted.
エジプトの軍隊がそこまで飲み込まれる話。
And even though the Israelites passed over safely, when the Egyptians tried to follow them, the waters came back and the Egyptian army was swallowed up.
ユダヤの軍隊は誰も戦わなかったんです。
So if we think about it, there wasn't one single person in the, of the people of Israel that actually fought physically with Egypt.
神様が戦ってくださって、神様が勝利してくださって。
God himself fought for them, and God himself brought the victory. Amen.
ですから言うんですね。恐れてはならない。私が戦うからと神様は言ってください。
So there's so many times in the Bible that says,Do not fear. I myself will fight your battles.
そして14章の終わりには最後に彼らは主を信じたわけです。
So finally, when if we read, continue reading, we see at the end of chapter 14, finally they believed the Lord.
私たちは見えない道を歩くときにいつも不安や恐れがあります。
When you walk a way in your life that you've never walked before,Perhaps you also feel anxious about it, or perhaps you also feel some fear about it.
でもですね、もしそれが主ご自身が導かれているならば、私たちは恐れる必要がないんです。
But if God is showing you to walk that way, that direction, we don't need to have any fear. Amen.
なぜなら私たちは主によって毎日毎日勝利が与えられ、祝福が与えられるんです。
So why is that?It's because that if we follow the Lord, then every single day and every single time, we will be given victory.
でもですね、この軍勢、何十万人の軍勢で実際に約束の地に行った人はほんのわずかなんですね。
However, if we continue to read the story, there were tens of thousands of Israelites that left Egypt. But how many do you think actually entered the land of Canaan?
ね。カレブとヨシュアぐらいなもんですね。
There were only two, Caleb and Joshua, of all the people, thousands and thousands of people who left Egypt, only two actually entered the promised land.
行くことはできませんでした。
Even Moses himself was not permitted by God to enter the promised land.
信仰の旅路を行くときに私たちはゴールに到達しなければダメなんでしょうか。
When we walk by faith, do we need to have a goal?
ゴールに、そのデスティネーションに行くことが重要なんでしょうか?
What's important when we walk and follow God? Is it the destination?
違うんですね。
No, I don't believe it is.
私たちは主の導きに従って、その日を委ねて生きること。
I believe that it's God's will when we follow Him toFor that day to honestly follow where He tells us to go.
私たちは到達点に行くこと、デスティネーションに行くことはできないかもしれません。
Maybe we won't get to the destination.
でも私たちは主に委ねる中でその日の勝利と祝福が与えられます。
But even if we never reach the destination, we can still receive victory by daily, each day following.Where God leads.
そしてひょっとしたら私たちの子供の世代、孫の世代に神様は 次の到着点に導いてくれます。
And perhaps it's our children, or perhaps it's our grandchildren who are going to see the land of promise.
この旅は、このユダヤの旅、一つの旅は始まったばかりですけど、40年かかりました。
The passage that we read was just the beginning of their journey, but actually this journey took 40 years in the wilderness.
私も信仰を持ったのが17、18ですから。
So if I think about my own life, I also became a Christian when I was 17, 18 years old.
ここに立つまでに40年かかりました。
So,For me to be standing here right now, 40 years have passed since I dedicated my life to follow Christ.
私は一人一人の方のこれからの人生の旅路のために祈ります。
So when I look at every single person in this room and even those who aren't, I pray for you. I pray for your life's journey.
一人一人が用いてくださることを祈ります。
I pray that God would use each and every single one of you.
私たちこの世代は見えなくても次の世代がそれを見てくださるかもしれないけど、一緒にやってくださるかもしれない。
Even if our generation is not going to see the fruit of the harvest, maybe the next generation is going to see that fruit.
私は誕生日の日は台北にいました。
So actually, on my birthday, on my birthday itself, I was in Taiwan, in Taipei.
生まれて初めての台北でした。
It was my first time in Taiwan, Taipei.
台北に行って私が最初に買ったものは何だと思いますか
？So what do you think was the very first thing I bought when I got to Taipei? Anybody know?
小籠包じゃないですか。
It wasn't dim sum. It wasn't like a Japanese.
行ってみるのと全く違う話がいくつもありました。
So there were lots and lots of things that I know from seeing the news and listening, reading about Taipei and actually going there and experiencing it.
私の仕事はですね、3日間、原住民の信徒リーダーのための聖書学校を開くことでした。
So, first let me give you a little bit of background. The purpose of my trip was going to share some history of the church with Aboriginal Taiwanese people.
時間は午後2時から午後10時まで。
So, the 3 days that I was there, I taught from 2 in the afternoon to 10, right?So think about it. There's not so many like classes that last from 2 in the afternoon till 10 at night. But I had no idea like why is this the way it is. But in any case, I believed God was leading, so I went.
大きな道から外れても小さな小さな小道、よくわからない小道に入っていくと教会がありました。
So I was led when I got to Taiwan through we left kind of the bigger street and we went through all these tiny little streets and went around and ran around and then finally we got to the church.
まあそこに2、30人の人がいました。
And at the church there are about 20 or 30 people.
主に20代
Most of them were in their 20s or 30s.
で、彼らはみんな原住民だと言います。
And all of them were Aboriginal Taiwanese people.
でも私にはもう分かりません。誰が原住民か分かりません。
But when I look with my own eyes, I certainly can't tell, oh, this person is, you know, Chinese.This person is an Aboriginal Chinese person. I can't tell that.
現地の人に行くとすぐ見ただけでその人が原住民かどうかわかるそうです。
But the people who live there can tell right away just by looking at people's faces. They can tell if they're Aboriginal Taiwanese or not.
原住民はすべてで16部族あるそうです。
So the Aboriginal Chinese Taiwanese have 16 different tribes. Did you say Cuba? 16 different tribes.
もともとはハンターたちです。
So they used to be hunters.
でも中国の沿岸部から、まあ、漢人がやってきて彼らが山に、逃げます。
But when the Chinese from China immigrated to Taiwan, the Aboriginal Taiwanese fled to the mountains.
そして戦争が終わってまた、新しい中国人の波が台湾に押し寄せ。
So, as you know, when China began to have war, a new group of Chinese people also came to Taiwan.
で、台湾には3つの、まあ、大まかに3つのランクがあると。
So, if you look at the society in Taiwan, there are three basic groups and they all have a different ranking, a different importance or amount of respect that they get.
中国本土から逃れてきた中国人。
So there's the Chinese people who are from China.
そしてもしその以前からいた中国人。
So next down the rank is the people who are from China but who came a long time ago.
そして原住民の人たちが
来た。At the very bottom of like this societal structure, this level in society, the very bottom of the ladder is the Aboriginal Chinese.
山の人たちあまり学校がないようです。
So, after the immigration, they went to the mountains, they fled to the mountains, and most of the people are not educated.
ですから、やっと小学校に行けるぐらいだという。
So, now that's changing just a little bit, but even now, maybe the highest kind of education that they get is an elementary school education.
基本的な生活のインフラもとても弱い。
So, even the structure of their everyday life is really low level.
私は今回行ったのは、原住民の牧師と日本人の宣教師の夫婦に招かれています
。So, again, going back to the reason that I went was I was asked to come by a pastor who is actually himself an Aboriginal Taiwanese and by his wife who is Japanese.
この2人はですね、日本の神学校で出会ったんですけど。
So, these two Christian leaders met at a Bible college in Japan.
で、このご神事はイエンっていう。
The husband's name is Yen.
もともとは、山に住んでる、まあ、部族の長の家に生まれました。
So he was an Aboriginal Chinese. He is an Aboriginal Taiwanese, and he was born into the son of one of the leaders of these Aboriginal tribes.
チャイニーズですから。海外の宣教師が山に入ってそういう山岳部族に伝道してたんですね。
So actually, some missionaries had gone to his village and had shared the gospel.
この山岳部族の人がクリスチャンになるには大きな障害があったようです。
And in order for these Aboriginal Taiwanese to become Christians, there was lots and lots of persecution.
でも彼のお父さんがクリスチャンになって牧師になりました。
But the chief of this tribe became a Christian and he actually became a pastor.
His father.
Yeah, the chief who was Mr. Yen's father.
で、まあ、彼らはですね、日本から、日本の学校終わって山に戻るんですね。
So, Mr. Yen and his wife, after finishing the Bible college in Japan, they went back to Taiwan and they went back to the mountains.
山を回って伝道するんですけども。
And they were going around from village to village, from tribe to tribe, and they were sharing the gospel.
でも彼らは決心しました。
But at one point they made a decision.
それは山を降りよう。
And that decision was, let's go down from the mountain.
なぜならば、若者たちは職がないので、みんな平地に降りるんですね。
So, why did they make the decision? Was because they saw that the children weren't receiving education and the children had no hope for a good kind of job.
まあ、仕事がないので、もう仕方ない。
They didn't have, the children didn't have opportunity for jobs.
彼らが、まあ、台北に数千人の原住民がいるそうなんですけれども、
There are several thousand people of several thousand Aboriginal Taiwanese living in Taipei.
原住民で教育のない人たちが 平地に降りてできる仕事は何でしょうか。
So what do you think、an Aboriginal Taiwanese person who doesn't have any education, what kind of job do you think they'd be able to do in the city of Taipei? Anybody think about it?
So,
especially the women, all they can do is work in the nightclubs.
ですからこのイエンさんたちは台北に降りてきて始めたことはナイトクラブを回ることでした。
So the first thing that、Mr. Yen and his wife started to do when they moved to Taipei is they started to go around to the nightclubs.
ナイトクラブに行って原住民のママさんたちと話をする。
So they went around to the nightclubs and they spoke, they talked with these、Aboriginal